Hey, welcome to Studio Classroom on the air. My name is Gabe. I know your English will improve today, and I certainly wish my dancing would as well. Well, do you think you are a good street dancer? Do you enjoy watching street dancing competitions? Then you've probably heard of Jus Debout. That is the name of our lesson today. Jus Debout. It's not English, it's French. Now, many types of dancing can be seen at Jus Debout. Here is a question for you to think about as we begin our lesson. Where is Jus Debout's main event? Where is Jus Debout's main event? You might remember the answer from yesterday, but just in case, here's the question again. Friends, I know you have your magazine open. You're ready to begin. So let's dance away. Hey, hey. All right, come on.
Jus Debout. As the dancing continues, the audience awaits to see whether the black teenage boys from Holland or the young Japanese girls will take home the trophy. Though Jus Debout's main event is always in Paris, France has not selfishly kept the art of street dance to itself. Since 2006, the competition has sought talent through an international tour which stopped in 14 different countries in Europe and Asia last year. Championing diversity, the competition's 2016 main judges were four women of unique nationalities, each a previous winner of their specialist category.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 首先我们看的是 trophy 这个名词。Trophy 是指奖杯。例如 the winning team not only got a trophy and a medal, but also prize money of $20,000. 赢得胜利的队伍不仅得到了奖杯、奖牌，还有两万美金的奖金。注意它的复数形式去掉字尾的 y 再加上 ies, 变成 trophies。例如 the governor will present the trophies after the game. 比赛结束之后州长会颁发奖杯。继续我们看的是 specialist 这个形容词，我们看到这个字里面有 special 特别的这个形容词，但是 specialist 在这里是指某一个专业领域的或者是专业的。例如 the couple needs specialist advice to repair their relationship, 这对夫妻需要专业人士的建议来修复关系。 specialist 也可以当名词，意思是指专家或者是专科医生。如果要说明是专精哪一个领域的话，是用 in 这个介系词。例如 Travis is a specialist in supercars. Travis 是超级跑车的专家，或者是 Elaine is a specialist in neuropsychology. Elaine 是神经心理学的专科医生。
But Jus Debout, which I think, Rebecca, if you practiced hard enough and long enough, you could take part in.
Wait, are you talking about me?
Oh,
or
yeah.
Are we, you're talking about you?
No. You, Rebecca. I'm just imagining you doing some street dancing.
Oh, yeah. I can move my arms up like this.
Yes.
And...
Try the popping and locking. Go.
One, two, three. You mean like boing, boing, dunt, dunt?
There it is. Yes, there it is.
Something like that.
Rebecca, I can hear everybody there clapping. They're clapping and screaming for you. This is great.
Yeah, I can't wait to participate in Jus Debout. I'm sure a lot of fans would be happy to see me dancing. Right. Well, I'm glad that we get to continue talking about this dance competition. We read... Oh, wait, Gabe. I think you should read this part.
Okay, all right. This is fun. Okay, give me a countdown.
One, two, three.
As the dancing continues, the audience awaits to see whether the black teenage boys from Holland or the young Japanese girls will take home the trophy. Pretty good.
Well said. Who's going to take home the trophy?
I am.
Well, you're not competing.
For my awesome announcing just now.
Oh, good job, Gabe. That was excellent.
Thank you.
Well, I can take it from here. Though Juice Debout's main event is always in Paris, France, France has not selfishly kept the art of street dance to itself.
Wait, hold on a second.
Yeah.
That was the answer to my question.
Oh, what was your question?
Well, where is the main event?
It's in Paris.
Very nice.
However, France has not selfishly kept the art of street dance to itself. Now, let's talk about this phrase, to keep something to yourself. This means that, well, you don't want to share it with anybody else. For example, you know our boss, Doris?
Mm-hmm.
She seems to get a lot of chocolate. Have you noticed that?
Yes, she does. People love to go on vacations and they bring back chocolate for Doris.
But she never keeps the chocolate to herself. She always distributes it or passes it out to everyone on the third floor.
You're right about that, Rebecca.
And other places.
Yeah, she's very generous with the gifts that she receives. It's funny because I have an aunt.
Mm-hmm.
Who loves also to give See's candy chocolate, the same brand that Doris always gets.
Yep.
And she always writes on the box, do not share, because she wants us to enjoy it ourselves. She wants us to keep it to ourselves.
And there are some things that you should keep to yourself. And there are other things that I think are good to share. Just kind of depends on the situation.
So what kind of things should you keep to yourself? Maybe like a friend's secret, right?
Please keep that to yourself. Mm-hmm. If I share anything, any secrets with you, please keep it to yourself.
Okay, I will. Well, friends, English and English lessons is not something to keep to yourself. If
Mm-mm.
you learn something good, share it with other people.
Yes, this is meant to be shared. Well, continuing on, we learned that France has not selfishly kept the art of street dancing to itself. Since 2006, the competition has sought talent through an international tour, which stopped in 14 different countries in Europe and Asia last year.
And we read on, championing diversity. The competition's 2016 main judges were four women of unique nationalities, each a previous winner of their specialist category. Okay, so here the main point of this sentence is that they want to focus on diversity. They're championing diversity. What does that word mean, Rebecca?
Now, it's interesting because typically when I think of a champion,
yeah.
like the noun form of the word champion,
yeah.
I think of somebody who has won a competition, mm-hmm. and we say, you are the champion.
You know that song, right? We are the champions.
Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly. So that's the idea I usually get when I think of the word champion. But here in our lesson, it's actually used as a verb, championing diversity, which means that these people support or defend a particular thought, belief, or a person.
That's right. And often when I use the word, it's kind of like maybe you're like the first person who is doing this, or you're up front championing something. So they are championing diversity. That means they're really pushing for this idea of diversity. And we see how that the main judges were four women of unique nationalities, okay, all different kinds of places that they come from.
You know, Gabe, speaking of this dance competition, Juice mm-hmm. Debout, I wonder if it's difficult to access the competition.
Do you think there are excess dances?
Excess? Or is it assess?
Or is it hard to assess what they're actually doing?
Let's talk about this more in the
Info Cloud.
Hello, friends. Today we'll look at three words that sound very similar but have very different meanings. Access, excess, and assess.
Okay. Let's first take a look at the word access. A-C-C-E-S-S. Access, as a noun, is a means of entering a place or making use of something. I have access to my bank account on the internet.
Access can also be a verb, which means to gain access to something. I can access my email through my smartphone. Okay, what about the word excess?
Well, excess basically means extra. Many people go on a diet because they have excess weight, or you can't take any excess baggage on a plane.
Okay, you just used excess as an adjective, but it can also be used as a noun. When we use it as a noun, the stress is on the second syllable, excess. We should avoid eating to excess. Excess refers to an amount that is more than necessary.
Good point. Finally, we have the word assess. A-S-S-E-S-S. Assess is a verb, meaning to determine the value of something. My company will assess my performance at work.
我们今天来看三个发音都很接近的字。Access, access 跟 assess。这三个字好像都很难分辨，其实只要掌握住 A 跟 E 的短音以及重音的所在，就很容易分辨。Access 前面是 A 的短音 A， 它的重音在前面。Access 指的是接近、进入或者取得。现在很多人使用网络银行，那样就可以取得 access to bank account， 进入银行账户。好，如果把 A 的短音改成 E 的短音 A。就变成 excess， excess 就是 extra， 过多的。例如我们搭飞机的时候不能够携带 excess luggage， 过多超重的行李。但是要注意， excess 是形容词，这个字如果是当名词用，重音就要改成 excess。 Eating to excess is bad for you， 吃过量对身体不好。最后一个字是 assess， assess 是动词，表示评估。常常有人会问我， How do you assess your students？ 你如何评估你的学生？这就是今天的 Info Cloud， 我们下次不断见。
Studio Classroom is on the air.Welcome back to Studio Classroom. I'm just practicing my simple dance moves. Nothing fancy like popping or locking. Nope. Just gotta move from right to left. There we go. That's me. This is called studio dancing. Not street dancing, because I'm in a studio where I'm safe and nobody is watching except for you. Well, we have more to learn from our lesson today about jus de bou. So let's do that now.
Jus de bou. Each dancer performs individually, all seeming to make a statement, whether one of joy or a kind of dare to opponents only centimeters away. Jus de bou's dancers are out to win, but they find their art form to be much more than a game. The most important thing is to be together for one reason.Says founder Bruce Ikanji, to celebrate the music. After the Japanese partners bring the battle to a thrilling finish, all four dancers embrace with excitement, competition melting into celebration as they await the result.
OK， 接下来我们看 opponent 这个名词 ，OP 这个字首有反对的意思，所以 opponent 在这里是指运动比赛的对手。例如 ，the champion in the swimming competition beat her opponents by just 0.1 second。这场游泳比赛的冠军以 0.1 秒之差险胜了他的对手。或者是 the coach kept telling us not to underestimate our opponents。教练一直不断告诉我们不可以低估对手。Opponent 也指敌手或反对者。例如 ,the president was wrongfully accused by his political opponents. 总统被他的政敌错误的指控。最后我们看的是 embrace 这个动词。EM 这个字首有进入的意思，所以 embrace 是指拥抱。例如 ,the boy embraced his father when he greeted him at the airport. 这个男孩在机场接爸爸的时候拥抱了他。Embrace 也可以指欣然接受。例如 ,most employees have embraced the new policy regarding flexible working hours. 多数员工都欣然接受弹性工时的新政策。Embrace 也可以当名词，例如 The mother leaned over and gave her little girl a warm embrace. 这位妈妈弯下腰给她的女儿一个温暖的拥抱。And now let's get back to our teachers.
Well, moving on to the next section, each dancer performs...
Now, hold on a second. Rebecca, I have done the announcing voice for the past two times.
I think
it's your turn. Okay, I'm going to count to three, and you go. Here we go. One, two, three, go.
Each dancer performs individually, all seeming to make a statement, whether one of joy, or a kind of dare to opponents only centimeters away. Was that good?
Rebecca, you are the champion, my friend.
I am the champion. Hey, I really like that phrase, to make a statement. I think I just made a statement. By reading that announcement.
Yes, the statement was probably, Dear boss, I would like a different job. I want to be an announcer here at Studio Classroom instead. Was that the statement you were trying to make?
Yeah, sure, Gabe.
Oh, right. Well, friends, this is a good phrase to know because you know that a statement is something that you say.
Mm-hmm.
But making a statement is not always verbal. It's not always spoken. Actually, when someone is making a statement, often what we mean is that they're doing something to communicate what they believe.
That's right. Actually, you know a lot of the earlier nursery rhymes, like Humpty Dumpty sat on a wall? Yes. Or even Mary Had a Little Lamb, or other nursery rhymes. Little do many people realize, but the author was actually making a political statement by writing these nursery rhymes.
I think you're right about that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this reminds me of when I was in university, my friend Shondor, and it was very interesting, one day he came to school dressed in a short skirt. And I thought it was kind of interesting. He looked kind of funny walking around with a short skirt. He's a very muscular guy. He was making a statement, and the statement was, he thought it was ridiculous that girls walk around with short skirts all the time. He said, well, if I do it, why can't I do it, right? Making a statement, think about the way that you dress and what it's communicating to other people.
Good reminder. Well, we continue on with our lesson. Juice Dibu's dancers are out to win, but they find their art form to be much more than a game. And if you're out to win or you're out to do something, that means that that is the priority or something that you want to do.
That's right. So when are you out to win? And is it all the time? Or when you join a sport or a competition, are you just out to have fun? What is your main purpose?
But we also see here that the most important thing is to be together for one reason, to celebrate the music. Very important.
And right now it's time for us to celebrate the SC Challenge.
Yes. Hey everyone, it's SC Challenge time, and I know you are all very excited. We have a special guest today. This is Albert.
Hello everyone, my name's Albert.
And Albert, are you ready for the SC Challenge?
Yes.
Great. Well, my questions actually are about dancing. I hear that you're a dancer.
Yes, I am a dancer.
So do you consider yourself a good dancer? Why or why not?
I would say no.
No?
Yeah, because I know a lot of great dancers. They are really very good at dancing.
Uh-huh.
So compared to them, I would say I still need improve a lot.
Okay. Do you think it's a healthy thing to compare yourself to other people, though?
Actually, it's not. But I'm not... I'm saying the good way to like, oh, they're good, but I still need improve. I'm not saying, oh, I'm so bad, I'm not good enough, but compared to them, I still need practice, I still need improve. That's
so
what I mean.
So compared to some people, you're a real good dancer. And then compared to other people, you're needing to improve.
Yes.
I see. So what kind of dancing do you like?
Hip-hop dance, worship dance.
Can you demonstrate a little bit? What do you do with, like, your shoulders? You don't need to stand up, just your
like
body.
Like this, maybe.
Uh-huh, you know. Like that. Do you ever move your shoulders?
Yes, move my shoulder.
Can I do it like this?
Yeah, you can do whatever you want.
Really?
Yes.
Do we call that freestyle dancing?
Freestyle dancing. You just do move your body. Yeah, that's it.
So basically, anyone can dance.
Anyone can dance. Anyone can dance. That's
anyone can dance.
That's the point. Anyone can dance.
That's right. And so what makes a good dancer, in your opinion?
In my opinion, I would just say just follow the music and enjoy.
And enjoy it. That is a key point.
Hey, that makes me think about, yeah, maybe I'm a good dancer because every time when I dance, I enjoy it.
You know something? As long as you're enjoying it, as long as you're having fun, that is very important. And friends,
yeah,
that's actually a good reminder for you too. What do you enjoy doing? Go out and do it. Well, thank you for joining us for today's SE Challenge, and make sure you go do some dancing. We'll see you next time. Come on, yeah, let's dance.
Move your shoulder.
Here we are in a Paris arena. We're surrounded by flashing lights and a sea of thousands. The dancers are waiting for the beat to drop.
Hey, what's going on here?
It's Just a Boo Encounters, a dance event for street dancers.
Oh, is it something new?
It began in 2002. It's grown from a gathering of 400 to well over 4,000 dancers.
And thousands of fans.
Just a Boo is also an expanding brand. It includes TV programming, dance schools, and merchandise.
It looks like the competition is starting.
So let's kick off this dance battle. The last event, this year's Hip Hop Dance Final.
Hip Hop! I love hip hop.
It's perhaps the most popular event. There are 5 other categories too.
This is really fun.
And the dancing continues as the audience awaits to see who will take home the trophy.
How do they find all these dancers?
They sought talent through an international tour. It stopped in 14 different countries in Europe and Asia. It champions diversity.
Are the judges from unique nationalities too?
Yes, they are. Watch as each dancer performs individually.
They all seem to be making a statement.
Some dance with joy, some daring their opponents.
Ooh, everybody wants to win. Even so, everybody here is for one reason only.
To celebrate music!
Hey, Rebecca, I really think that you have a chance to be in Juste à Boo. Rebecca Brittingham, champion of Juste à Boo.
Yes, maybe in your dreams. Well, anyway, friends, thank you so much for joining us today, and we look forward to seeing you next time right here on Studio Classroom.